Annie by Valerie Wood.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. Did other rivers, streams and creeks fall into these mighty waters, cascading down hills and surging through valleys to swell the rushing waters of the mighty Humber? Annie wrapped her shawls around her. A wind was rising, cold and sharp, coming in from the sea. It disturbed the water's dull surface, agitating it into frothy white crests, and she saw by the increasing undercurrent that the tide was on the turn. The river was on a journey, and she was compelled to follow it. Part 1. Chapter 1. They're coming, they're coming, they're coming. Gibbet, gibbet, gibbet. They'll swing, they'll swing, they'll swing. At each detaining suck and slurp of the mud around her boots, Annie thought she could hear the menacing warning echoing in her ears. She glanced over her shoulder. The fog was eddying around the middle of the river, hiding the banks of Lincolnshire on the other side. But as the grey dawn broke, the vaporous mantle started to lift, rising to reveal the muddy brown waters lying just below the footpath, where she was so desperately running, away from the town of Hull and the consequences of her wrongdoing.
"Oh, oh, who'll help me?"
she wailed, and then in fright put her hand over her mouth and looked again over her shoulder to see if the constables...